at TCU as a freshman. And I wish that I wouldn't have lost the wonder and the amazement of that first faith that I had. When I came to understand all that God had for me, the good news of the kingdom. I mean, as a freshman, my eyes were opened up and it was like, this is the most amazing stuff in the world. And you couldn't shut me up. Couldn't shut me up with my fraternity brothers, my friends, and you know, I went home, I alienated half my family. I was out of control. But there's a part of me that wishes I hadn't lost that. Because this good news of the kingdom has changed our lives. And at least for Pam and I know that it can be so easy to get into the routine of life and have lost the wonder and the amazement of it all. So let me pray for us as we launch in here. And this morning we're going to talk, in this first hour, we're going to talk about bringing the good news of Jesus in His kingdom. What does it mean to bring the good news of Jesus in His kingdom? Father, we ask You that You would, by Your Holy Spirit, that You would awaken our hearts this morning. We come before You and we confess that oftentimes that our hearts aren't awakened completely to You. We can become callous, we can just get in a routine, we can just kind of walk through life as it has been. And we ask today that You would speak some new things to us. That You would re-fan in the flame that passion of seeing those that are around us come to know You. Increase our hope that they would actually be interested. And give us some skills and give us some ways to think about Your kingdom and about Your gospel that will help us with that. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. Will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Father, won't You make that old, old story new to us today? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 1, 14 and 15 in the New Living Translation says this. Later on, after John was arrested by Herod Antipas, Jesus went to Galilee to preach God's good news. At last the time has come, He announced. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news. So we're going to talk for this hour about this good news. What is this good news that we have for this world that is lost and hopeless? Well, the first thing I want you to do, and I'm sorry to make you all work, okay? Just apologize up front. Richard and I had talked about the small group thing. I forgot about it until 2 minutes before we got started, and I, you know, did the worst thing that, you know, you can do to an MC. Come up 2 minutes before something gets started and say, Larry, we got to figure out how to get people in groups. So in groups of two or three, that's where you're going to be discussing. But what I want you to do here is, these are snapshots. These are snapshots of good news, of kingdom good news. What was this good news that we see in Mark 1, 14 and 15 that Jesus was bringing, was embodying, and was speaking into the world? So just for a minute here, look at these pictures. And they're probably, as you look at these pictures, other pictures will come to your mind. When we think about the good news of Jesus and the kingdom. So take a gander at those pictures. And when you see these pictures, what are some of the kingdom good news that comes to your mind? What is the good news? When the kingdom shows up, what good news shows up with it? Okay? And I'm going to have you just in a minute here. I'm going to have you get into your groups and talk. Just talk about that a little bit. Just in case, I think we've got Jairus' daughter up here being healed. We've got Jesus with the children. We've got Calvary. We've got the feeding of the 5,000 there in the middle. We've got the man born blind. We've got Jesus forgiving the woman and the Pharisees in Simon the leper's house. We've got the woman that was about ready to be stoned being forgiven down here. And another picture of the cross. So go ahead in groups of three and just talk about when you look at these, what do you see in these pictures as far as kingdom good news? What do these snapshots bring to mind about the good news of the kingdom?
I love the sound of a room filled with guys' voices talking about the scriptures. What do they see here? Pretty cool. So what do you see? What do you see here? What do these snapshots bring to mind as far as the good news of the kingdom? What were some of the things that came out in your groups? Just shout them out.
Forgiveness.
Okay, forgiveness. Great.
He meets our needs.
Okay, he meets our needs.
Redemption.
Pardon?
Redemption.
Awesome. Hope.
You can come as a child.
Awesome. Good. What else?
Grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy.
He's got control over creation.
He's got control over creation. That's pretty good news.
He's available to everybody.
Jesus is smiling.
Jesus is smiling. Yeah.
It's not about him.
Okay.
It's not about him.
Yeah. Explain that, Dave.
Well, it's always about someone else.
It's about somebody else.
About the children, about
them. Yep. It's good news. What else?
Glorify God.
Okay, glorifying God. Yep. It's interesting, the passage of Scripture, when Jesus first announced his ministry, what he said. So he quoted from Isaiah 61. He was in a synagogue there in Nazareth. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, the release of oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now there's so much in that passage. There is so much powerful in that. Hey, and before I go to that, I forgot to mention something to you. In these three sessions, we're going to be focusing on how to engage our friends in this kingdom drama. What I'm not going to do is we're not going to look at, you know, presentations. So there's some great presentations. I use the bridge illustration all the time, and you know, there's Roman Road, there's all kinds of different presentations. You guys can get those, you can help one another with them. I'm finding that some of the things we're going over this morning are more helpful in getting people engaged. So just forewarning. And the reason that is you look at this good news that Jesus said he brought. I believe that how we view the good news of the kingdom greatly impacts how we view evangelism. Okay? How we view the good news of the kingdom has a huge impact on how we view evangelism. The way that I have come to think about the good news of the kingdom is in this idea here, the three seasons of kingdom good news. The first season of Kingdom Good News is the good news of the kingdom that leads to the king. It's the bridge across the moat that gets us to the castle. For me, as a freshman in college, it was some people that took me in and that were kingdom people that allowed me to be friends with them. They didn't judge me. They didn't correct me on it. You know, I went and played racquetball with this one guy, and on the way back, he says to me, gosh, well, are you a Christian? And I said, well, I'm thinking, where do I look like I'm from? I'm from America, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm a Christian. And now, if you'd known my life, if you this guy's looking at me going, oh, really? Probably. He's probably in his mind thinking, you know, whoa, man, it's not showing up. Well, he didn't tell me all that at that point in time. He just kind of nodded his head. I don't know what was going on in his head. But there's all these people around me that are serving me. You know, I was really sick my first semester. I had strep a couple times, and there were people helping me out. There was this guy that was a believer that was my RA, that was a tennis player that took me out to play tennis, just took me under his wing. All those kind of things that were going on, and we'll look at more of this. But it's kingdom good news that leads us to the king. And in those pictures that we looked at a little while ago, there's a lot of that. If you look in the life and ministry of Jesus, there's lots of that. Jesus spent probably most of his time bringing good news that led people to the king. Then the second season of good news is the door there. It's kingdom good news that redeems us and reconciles us with the king. It's new birth. It's the atonement. It's justification. It's redemption. And truly, that's central when we think about the gospel of the kingdom. It's the message of the cross. It's the message of the new birth. It's the door. And we walk through the door into the kingdom. And then there's the third season of good news. It's the party inside the castle. You know, and there's some of us that at different times of our life, maybe we got into the door, and you know, the foyer is crowded. The foyer is crowded in the kingdom. There's a lot of people that enter through that door, and they think life in the kingdom is lived in the foyer. But actually, there's a party going on. And it's the good news of relationship with the king. It's the good news that we have the Holy Spirit. It's the good news that Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the transformation into the kingdom, into the likeness of Christ. It's adoption. It's all those good extra good news. So it's the next season of good news is helping people is that we get, you know, Jerry Bridges talks about, I don't know if Jerry's ever come and spoken here with you all, but he talks about preaching the gospel to ourselves every day. He talks about that the gospel is for believers, not just for non-believers. Well, why is the good news of the kingdom for believers? Because we need it. And the king brings good news to those that have already crossed through the door. Now, it's interesting to me, just to make an observation, that when you think of these three seasons of good news, there's different ones of us in this room that have different gifts, different personalities, different abilities that lend themselves to helping to bring these different kinds of good news. All of us are not necessarily closers, so to speak. You know, when you think about evangelism, reaping. You know, we think about it. All of us in this room aren't necessarily. Now, are we called to do that at some point in time or have the opportunity to do that? Yeah. I mean, our prayer would be that all of us have a chance to be with somebody right when they're ready to cross into the kingdom. But the fact is, because of our different giftings and personalities, some of us will probably major in this. Bringing the good news
of the kingdom to non-believing people and living it out and speaking it and helping them see it. And we'll talk more about that. Others of us will be the ones that bring people into the kingdom, and some of us will be ones that really help those that are already in the kingdom to really fully experience the good news of the kingdom. Five ways that we see God bringing the good news of His kingdom. Okay? When we look at all of Scripture, and as I put these up here, you'll see it. There'll be Scripture that pops in your head when you think about these five ways that God brings good news of His kingdom. First, He rules. He is the King. You know, you look at Revelation, you look throughout the Psalms, the metaphor and the picture of God reigning. And Dave, you know, pointed out, you know, He reigns over even creation. He can calm the wind and the waves. I mean, when you look at the book of Mark, really, that's one of the messages of the book of Mark, is you see Jesus showing up and He proves that He's king over the wind, He's king over the waves, He's king over demons, He's king over food. He's king. That's good news. It's good news for us these days, isn't it? To know that the new head of the treasury or somebody is not the king, the one that our hope is found in, right? There's one that reigns on the throne. Second way that we see God bringing good news is He's revealing. He's constantly revealing Himself. He's constantly revealing His character. And when Jesus walked on this earth, when we look at those pictures, and you think of times, He was revealing the heart of the Father. He was redeeming. Obviously, there's that picture, not only in His death, although that's the central point, the place that it really comes home, but also throughout His life, you see Him winning and bringing people back. And ultimately, on the cross, He paid for our sins. Rescuing. You know, in that Luke chapter 4 passage, we see Him. He's setting captives free. That's good news. I'm one that needs to be set free. And for all of us, there's things in our life that bind us and keep us chained. And that's true of our friends and our neighbors. And He's restoring. Giving light, you know, sight to the blind. Causing the lame to walk. Putting things back in order. Before I move on from here, Turn with me to Isaiah 52, verse 7. This is one of my favorite gospel verses these days, a good Old Testament gospel verse. Do you know that there's gospel in the Old Testament? Isaiah 52, verse 7. And again, just to make that statement again, what I made earlier is how we view the good news of the kingdom, how we view the gospel, has a huge impact on how we view evangelism. If we only view the gospel as the door, remember the door up there? If we only view the gospel as the door, how will we only view evangelism? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, to get someone across that line. And that's important. I mean, we're for that. But if we only view the good news of the kingdom in that way, we'll view evangelism as just that. Read Isaiah 52:7. Oh, love this. How beautiful. This is us, guys. This is the description of us. What God intends for us. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace. And that's the word shalom. which means this sense of security and well-being.
Why do we have a sense of security and hope and well-being? Well, read on.
Who bring good tidings. And that, in some translations, is who bring good news. It's gospel. Who bring gospel. Who proclaim salvation, rescue, safety. And the kicker at the end of it, who say to Zion, your God reigns.
What if your friends that you work with, what if your neighbors who are going through marital struggles or troubles with teenage kids,
what if they came to know through your life and your words that God reigns?
Is that good news? It's good news for me. I need it every day. Every day I wake up, it helps me to know and to remember, God, you're on the throne. It's good news.
Okay, what I want to do here as we close out this session, I love looking at life, looking at art, looking in the world, and looking in movies, and seeing that in a lot of movies, what comes bubbling out is actually the truth, God's truth. And it actually, what comes bubbling out of some movies is the longing of people's heart for what God alone can bring. I don't know if you do. My kids and my wife, Pam, get tired of me going, oh man, that was an incredible redemptive analogy. That's my thing, is always looking for redemptive analogies in movies, because they're there all over the place. And you know why I think they're there? Because, one, they sell. Make no mistake about it. Why do redemptive analogies sell? It connects to people, what did you say? Yeah, everybody wants it. And so for that reason, I think it's hardwired in us, because God has created us, it's hardwired in us, one, to long for those things, and to get a little, you know, emotional, even guys, you know, when we see that kind of stuff, when we see a movie where somebody who's broken, who's a captive, who's lame and blind, makes it somehow. Now, you know, obviously, in a lot of the cases, they make it somehow in ways that are not, don't make a whole lot of sense. But still, I believe that in there is this idea that redemption is something that we long for. And so we're gonna take, there's a number of clips here. Got five clips, and what I'm going to do is we're going to watch a clip, and this is from the movie Seabiscuit. Okay, I don't know if you all, again, my kids think I'm deranged because I see this stuff in all these different movies. But the movie Seabiscuit is about a broken man, this business guy, who goes through the death of his son, then the depression hits and he loses his business. And he becomes really the Christ figure, I would say, in this movie. He becomes the instrument of redemption. And who is he redeeming? He's redeeming a trainer that is a crackpot, a jockey who's had a tough background and is too big, and a horse that's too small. And so you see this play out, and we'll look at these passages. And what I want to do, we'll watch a passage, and then I want you to get in your groups, and I want you to answer this question. What kingdom good news do you see in that clip? Okay? So here we go.
Never been over 115.
Where'd you learn to ride like that?
Home.
All right, here's the way it works. I pay you $10 a week to ride. You owe $9 for your meal, $6 to sleep in the stall, $3 tap fee. That's the deal.
I don't pay all that back.
You win.
Ah!
otherwise you better fall off trying. Here! Put these stalls out!
Any good news in that one? Okay, what are the values? This is important to take a look at this one because this is the first one. What are the values that the jockey learned during this? What are the values that are driving his current situation right now? Okay, just take 1 minute. What are the values that are behind this? It's a certain kind of news. It's not very good. But what are the values that is in this whole interaction here? Where do you find life in life? How do you make it? So talk about that with your groups. What are the values that are driving this clip right here in his What else do you see here? Values.
Win or be
punished. What's that?
Win or be punished.
Win or be punished. No recognition for his effort.
Yeah. I was wanting justice.
What's that?
I was wanting justice for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So you see this is the world we live in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. Enters a different way of viewing things. Okay? Let's look at the next one.
If you want a smaller bond, somebody can take the time to...
Who's that?
This is the business guy.
Huh?
Broken business guy.
Oh, he's a crackpot. Lives along the bushes.
What's he do?
I don't know. He used to be a trainer, farrier. Now he just looks after that horse. Come on, let's look at another barn. Howdy.
Hello.
You hungry?
No, thanks. I'm fine. Charles Howard.
Tom Smith.
Nice to meet you, Tom. What's in his bandage?
Oh, that's hawthorn root. It increases circulation. You want to sit down?
Oh, all right. Thank you. Will he get better?
Already is, a little.
Will he race?
No, not that one.
So why are you fixing him?
'Cause I can. Every horse is good for something. He could be a cart horse or a lead pony, and he's still nice to look at. You don't throw a whole life away just 'cause he's banged up a little.
Is that coffee?
What are the values that you see there? What good news do you see in that clip there? Just shout it out.
Compassion.
Okay, compassion.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Finding value.
What's that?
Finding value in every life.
Finding value in every life?
Yeah.
Yeah, sees the opportunity in things. Yeah.
Second chance.
You notice Charles Howard said, well, will he race? Does that remind you of the first clip?
Mm-hmm.
Competition, win. And every horse is good for something. Yeah, sees the value in him. You don't throw a whole life away just because it's banged up a little. Is that good news?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the next one.
Thank you.
not my fault.
Not this time.
I told you, look out for Rosemont.
I thought I had him.
You stopped writing.
I couldn't see him.
What the hell were you talking about? He was flying up your tail.
Yeah, no, I can't.
What?
See out there.
He lied to us.
What?
He lied to us. You want a jockey who lies to us?
What do you mean?
He can't see. He's blind in one eye.
It's fine, Tom.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't throw a whole life away just because it's banged up a little bit. Good night.
Yeah. Good, isn't it? We can go on to the next one here.
All right.
I haven't been to a dentist. And I need to borrow some money.
It's fine.
I don't know when I can pay you back. I mean, when we win. When we win, I can pay you back. That is, if you still want me to ride.
Of course I want you to ride. How much is your name?
$10.
Here.
That's fine.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
What's the good news? What's the good news you see in those last two passages, those last two scenes there?
Grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy.
Yeah.
Trust. Yeah.
Generosity.
Generosity, yeah. Abundance. Doesn't have him stuck in his old place.
I think the good news is he wanted to live that way. He wanted to live by those new ideals.
Yeah. He was living with a whole new set of ideas. What had Tom forgotten? Remember the trainer in the scene? What had Tom forgotten?
That's where he came from.
Yeah, he slid back and got into the competitive deal. He was down and out a couple scenes earlier, and he forgot that you don't throw a whole life away just because it's banged up a little bit. The power of the good news. And really, I mean, you see these kind of things and you go, wow. I mean, the gospel is all over that. I mean, that's what Jesus came for. That's how he lives. And that's how he calls us to live. In the same kinds of ways, we can bring the good news of the kingdom. And we know the King. We can bring the good news of the kingdom to our friends who are banged up, who are losing, who aren't winning the competition. And they're all around us. And we'll talk about that in the sessions to come here. You can't watch this movie until... How many people have seen this movie? Yeah, it's a good one. I love it. It was my favorite movie that year. But we'll... I'll get up and close us in prayer here. You got to watch the last scene, you know, with...
That's it, Pop. We're okay now. It's all right, boy. Yeah, we're okay. Nothing to worry about. All the time in the world, boy. That's it, Pop. I see. Just like that, boy. Just like that.
Father, we just thank you when we think about all you've given to us. Weak ones, broken ones, sinful men. All you've done for us through your reign, through your redemption on the cross, through your ongoing transformation, we are amazed. Thank you so much that you set us free. And Lord, thank you that you've given us a message that is so good for the people around us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Copyright by The Navigators, 2013. All rights reserved.